AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, in a speech to a Democratic Party Senate campaign fundraiser in New York, says the risk of a nuclear Armageddon is at its highest level since the Cuban Missile Crisis just under 60 years ago. In the speech, Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin was, quote, not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons, because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming in its war on Ukraine. U.S. officials earlier this week said they have seen no change to Russia's nuclear forces. Jeremy Bertino is the first member of the far-right Proud Boys to plead guilty to the most serious charge connected with the attack on the U.S. Capitol by backers of former President Donald Trump. Ed Donahue has this.
Jeremy Bertino is the first member of the Proud Boys to plead guilty to seditious conspiracy. A federal prosecutor says Bertino has agreed to cooperate in the Justice Department's investigation. Video testimony by Bertino was featured in the first hearing of the House committee investigating the riot. He was asked about a comment by Donald Trump during a presidential debate.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
He says Proud Boy membership went up after that debate.
Exponentially. I'd say tripled, probably, with the potential for a lot more eventually.
The seditious conspiracy charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Former Proud Boys National Chairman Henry Enrique Tarrio and four others faced trial for seditious conspiracy in December.
The seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his followers continues. Former member of the right-wing group testified that Rhodes told him and others he was in contact with a Secret Service agent in September 2020. Justice Department says Rhodes and the others spent months planning their actions to block the January 6, 2021 ceremonial vote certifying President Biden's election. This is AP News. Two people are dead, six others wounded, three in critical condition after a man armed with a large kitchen knife stabbed people along the Las Vegas Strip today. Ty Tucker tells KTNV he heard what he first thought was women's laughter before seeing a man drop to the ground.
I literally thought he got shot first, but I didn't hear a shot or anything. And I hear the screaming, and then I just couldn't keep track of what was happening. It was so fast.
Las Vegas police say a suspect is in custody. There's no word on identity or motive. California sheriff's investigators say the suspect in the kidnapping and killing of an 8-month-old baby, as well as her parents and uncle, had once worked for the family's trucking business and had a long-standing feud with them. Jesus Salgado remains hospitalized after shooting himself. Merced County, California Sheriff Vern Warnke calls the abduction and killings pure evil. He adds he and his investigators think Salgado had an accomplice. They also feel the five victims were killed within an hour of their abduction. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.